This show is sponsored by NatureBox. Order great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape for summer with healthy, delicious treats. And they're great for you, too. We're talking healthy and great-tasting snacks like PB&J granola, pistachio power clusters, baked sweet potato fries, South Pacific plantain chips, and over 100 more. All with zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup, and nothing artificial. You'll even find snacks that are gluten-conscious and non-GMO. And with free shipping anywhere in the contiguous states, NatureBox is busting up the vending machine's monopoly on your midday hunger. Support this podcast and get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com/blogtalk. That's naturebox.com/blogtalk. Time to snack smarter. Stay full, stay strong. Go to naturebox.com/blogtalk. That's naturebox.com/blogtalk.
Blog Talk Radio.
What to do, what you got, what it do, is it real, I respect it, this is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired, individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make it say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah, if you really ready, say yeah, you know,
let's go.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Turn It Up Tuesdays with Get Lifted Radio. My name is Magi Love, coming with you live from Jacksonville, Florida. What I did to come up with Turn It Up Tuesdays is I figured let's create another avenue for independent artists out here grinding, trying to get to that next level. So I decided to create a little radio station where I spend 30 minutes of the first part of the radio station spinning music. I'll interview an artist for 30 to 45 minutes and then play it on out with some other artists and call it a wrap. Pretty much Turn It Up Tuesday is here to expose those who are grinding out here to get to the next level. So make sure you follow at @getlifted_radio to find out how to submit and get your songs played. Next thing I want to do is just give a little shout out to all the artists that submitted their music to me. I appreciate you guys taking the time out to do that. It lets me know that there are serious individuals out there trying to get to the next level, and it's just not a hobby for them. Like, this is actually their career. So they do what it takes. It's the smaller things that lead to bigger things. So just keep doing what y'all doing. Again, follow @getlifted_radio. To find out more information on submitting your tracks for play. One of the first tracks I'm going to play tonight, one of my favorite female MCs from Columbus, Georgia. Her name is Nikki McKnight. I've had the honor to meet her and see her perform a few times, and she's definitely on her grind. I love the lyrics and her music. The production is awesome. And when she hit the stage, she just turned up. She got a new track out called Special featuring Deuce Revolver and Ty Ty. So I'm going to go ahead and spin that for y'all. I hope you enjoy it. You can follow Nyx on Twitter at 706Nyx. That's 706Nyx on Twitter. And here we go with Special.
If I tried to fuck every hoe in the whole wide world, tell me would I be the one to blame? If I went all out, that's what I'm all about, trying to fuck when I'm running games. It's in a nigga nature, so I perfect it. Ain't none the same, and yes, I respect it, and never neglect this. When in between them thighs, make them feel like a prize, and I'm at the next bitch. No caressing, some say I'm a sexist. Call it what you want, ain't trying to hook a hoe. She in relationship type, will make a nigga feel good. And if she, that's the only thing she good for. So I game him and I get him, try to tame him and I flip him. Keep the past and the questions and the feelings to myself, I never love him, no. Cause they all about the money and the benefits, on some picky shit, always focused on a brother though. And likewise, I'm always focused on another hoe. Mind no more money, looking forward to another show. But I really need a rider, no lie, bro. Every real nigga need one beside ya. One who will hold you down, who will hold the crown and be a queen to a king. And if she'll hold me down, I'ma hold her down, and I mean what I mean.
Out of all these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes with their own cup, and I know a lot of hoes with their own jug. Even though a few hoes with their comeback, have a nigga run back to them like, oh lord.
Out of all these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes that look good, and I know a lot of hoes that cook good. Even though a couple hoes on my band, and you can trust they ain't no hookers. A lot of men college hoes that ain't the smartest hoes. Head right, but ain't on they toes. Some dress good, but don't sex good. If I ain't seen it, I better heard it all before. Some talk too much about a whole lot of nothing. Floss too much, do a whole lot of stunting. Hair stay laid, nails stay dead. Fresh fit, see her kids, and they all looking bummy. Some say they grown, wanna settle down. But damn, she done fuck every nigga in the town. Bitch, get around. Way more than Pac did with the digital underground. Then you come around me, I can all save. All behave like it's all gravy. Like you ain't really on that freak shit. Tryna play innocent like Lincoln. Tryna hide that game, I peaked it. You grown shawty, you ain't gotta sneak shit. I don't know if you peep this, but we living in a city where it ain't no secret. And everybody know somebody that told somebody not to let nobody know. And shit, I got a girl at home. If I'm caught being a dog, you better be a damn good bone.
All these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes with their own cup, and I know a lot of hoes with their own job. Even though a few hoes with their comeback, have a nigga run back to them like, oh lord.
All these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes that look good, and I know a lot of hoes that cook good. Even though a couple hoes on my pan, you can trust they ain't no hoes.
Truth be told, I done ran through a lot of hoes, but I never handcuffed, I'ma stick to the G-code. Pimp shit, I fuck a bitch and get gone. I don't never let a bra stick around long. Cut buddy, it's all that I need. I got no time for the arguments, please. I'ma come through, beat it up, then leave. You knew it from the start, you was dealing with a G. No cut, no flex, I'ma do my thing, then it's on to the next. Real nigga shit, shawty, what did you expect? I only want sex, nothing more, nothing less. Anything else, best believe, get rejected. Besides breaking bread, then you might get killed. No questions, keep that to yourself. Asking who I'm with, I will not accept. Don't get me wrong, I done tried that shit, being with one chick. But some of these hoes, they act like niggas. You gotta be careful who you deal with. Right now, I'ma do me, the hell with that love shit. Until I find that special someone, nobody's different, so shout it.
All these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes with their own cup, and I know a lot of hoes with their own job. Even though a few hoes with their comeback, have a nigga run back to them like, oh lord.
All these hoes in the world, you gon' have to show me what makes you so special.
Cause I know a lot of hoes that look good, and I know a lot of hoes that cook good. Even though a couple hoes on my pan, you can trust they ain't no hookers, I'm saying no.
And that was my girl, 706 Nyx. Follow her on Twitter, Nikki McKnight, featuring Deuce Revolver and Ty Ty with Special. I like that track. That right there appealed to the ladies. And really, ladies is the one that buy the music and the shirts and all that. You know, the guys, they be out there knowing they want to vibe to the music, but they too busy trying to keep the serious gangster face on. So, get in the car, I guess they vibe and vibe to it. But we appreciate the ladies for always showing love, buying the shirts, buying the CDs, showing up to the events. Fellas, I know you got some homeboys out there that get on the stage, so come out and show some support. Show some love. Help the next man get to the next level. Do it for your city. This next track is by an artist from Miami, Florida. His name is G6. It's called Something About Her, featuring Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky. I'm feeling this track a little bit. You can follow him on Twitter at RealG6, and that's 6 spelled out S-I-X, RealG6. Again, this is Something About Her featuring Pleasure P. Stick around. We got Jennifer of Muggle Media Records. Her interview is at 10:30 from Chi-Town, representing MMR. She's doing her thing. But here we go with Something About Her by G6.
Yeah. Swag.
It's something about her face.
Yeah,
it's something about her swag.
Yeah.
It's something about her tats. It's something about her.
Something
ass.
About her. Think she wanna
was Something About Her by G6 featuring Pleasure P from Miami, Florida. Follow him on Twitter at RealG6SIX. Spell it out. I got a caller or two here on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and take a call. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number, and you'll be live. I got 9951. Caller, you're live.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's Nick calling in. It's Turn Up Tuesday.
What up? It's Turn Up Tuesday. Turn It Up Tuesday. That's right.
What it is, man. The show, man. Appreciate you spinning the record for me.
No doubt. Always got to show love to the extended family. I appreciate you calling in. I just figured, you know, I've been contemplating doing this for about a year, and I finally decided to just go ahead and do it. The more I get involved on the management side of things, the more I understand how much it takes for y'all to get to the next level, especially those who are serious. So I'm just pretty much trying to add an avenue for artists and, you know, here to try to help everybody get the money. It's enough money for everybody.
You're right. It's enough money for everybody to eat, man. And, you know, people like yourself, man, you know, make it a little bit easier for us to get out of there, man. So, you know, hats off to you, man. I salute you for that, homie.
I appreciate it. Shout out to Triple Double Entertainment. That's 706 Nix, Nikki McKnight. Follow her on Twitter, 706 Nix. Any shout outs you want to give?
Just shout out to you and Get Lifted and the Graveyard Fam, man. And my homie, Mo Myrtle Beach, man. He, you know, that joint we got is tough, man. I think we need to get a video for that.
Oh, yeah. I like that new jumping. I like that new one. I'm going to have to play that one, too.
Yeah. I got a lot of people that loving that, too, man.
No doubt, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in. You know how to get in touch with me as far as keeping the music coming at me, so make sure you keep me updated, whatever tracks you got coming out, and, you know, I'll look out for you, family.
We'll do, man. I appreciate you again. Thanks, man.
All right, no doubt.
Peace.
It's Turn It Up Tuesday. I got another caller on the line. I don't want to make anybody wait too long, so I'm going to go ahead and take another call before I play a song. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number, and caller, you will be live, 7875.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to first take a moment and basically say that I am so proud of you.
Thank you, baby.
This is Maggie Love.
Yes. This is Maggie.
And the one and only Maggie Love. Basically, babe, I just want to let you know, I wish you so much prosperity in all facets of your life, endeavors across the board. I congratulate you, and I'm just overwhelmed by your ambition. I'm Soul Team Maggie, # Get Lifted Entertainment. Keep doing your thing and keep teaching me, you know, how to do this technology thing and getting on board, networking and all that, because you're the best at it. Y'all hit my baby up, Get Lifted Entertainment. That's what's up.
Thank you so much for calling in, Miss Rowe. I will talk to you in a little bit. I thank you for all the kind, encouraging words, and your support is a huge part of what keeps me motivated. So you've been supporting me and my team and everything that we do from the very beginning since you and I met. That's very important to me. It's very hard to find people out there like that these days. So I thank you again, and I'll talk to you in a little bit.
No doubt. Real quick, shout out to Graveyard Entertainment, Vendetta Nation, Shucks, Nikki Nix, the young ladies that just got off the line. Shout out all of y'all. Do your thing. Represent underground. All right, babe.
All right, later.
Later.
And that was Miss Rowe calling in, giving me a little bit more inspiration. I always appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and play the new track Nix was talking about. It's by herself. It was by Murder. He also produced it. He's from Fort Valley, Georgia. Nicki McKnight from Columbus, Georgia. And Sir Nasty, which is also another artist that I manage under Graveyard Entertainment from Macon, Georgia. This track is called Jumpin'. This is one of my favorite tracks thus far this year. Keep on sending in the music. Follow GetLifted_radio on Twitter. Hit me up on the email, 1getliftedentpromo@gmail.com. Find me on Facebook. I am Maggie Love. You can find me on Twitter. I am Maggie Love. And just get that music to me. Producers out there, if you got some beats you want to be heard, get those beats to me. Make that money too. Market yourself. I'm going to go ahead and play Jumpin'. It's by Murder featuring Nicki McKnight and Sir Nasty. Here we go. Turn it up Tuesday. Turn this up.
Look around, I can see them all. Niggas staring at me, why you just can't show me love? Well, I'ma let you know what's up, body. Middle finger, nigga, I don't give a fuck, body. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump.
I think they got it twisted. Somebody must said I give a shit. Only pass those to my asshole. The same asshole I give niggas a kiss. So fuck you and your list of friends, your members in your real clique. I see y'all as peons, which means y'all ain't did shit. Man, I try to be on my chill. Get on these tracks and I spit my ill. Hit these stages and get my kill on them. Maybe I'm just too chill for them. Maybe I'm just too real for them. When they force feet it is fakeness and I'm making hits. Just staying nicks and you ain't nicks. If that ain't a bitch, my shit be jumping high, and that's why I be up in sky. They can't hear me around the world, and they just heard you up in sky. Ha, that's that local club in Columbus, if you're wondering. Bottom line, they don't do it how I does it. I say fuck them. 32E, know you heard about we. If not the whole team, then you heard about me. Or heard about Sizzle, or heard about E. Get a word around street that I murder, I beat. So you know it won't be long before I visit the graveyard. Another body on the way, y'all. Nix.
Look around, I can see them all. Niggas staring at me, why you just can't show me love? Well, I'ma let you know what's up, body. Middle finger, nigga, I don't give a fuck, body. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. My shit be jump. My shit be jump.
Jumping like two motherfuckers on trampolines. Hit that bitch on the ass like a tambourine. Now she speaking that Mandarin Chinese. I keep it jumping, jumping like traps on the first and the 15th. Jumping, suicide off the building, don't worry. I'ma land on my feet. Bitch, I'ma go Hancock on the beat, beat. Bitch, I'ma go ham hock on the beat, beat. Beat that pussy raw dog. I just made a slow dog between the buns when I see ski. House of pain, house of pain. Chain hanging from they nose ring. Black flag, skull gang. Grown money, big Wayne. Bitch, I'm ready like North Korea. How you aim this big thing? Crisscross, crisscross. Bitch, I blow your clothes out. Gangsta shit, talk it, walk it. I preach it, man, you cold pastor. Somebody pass the collection plate. Hoes waiting on a nigga like a Section 8. I love them AK-47s. Whatever protection take. Nigga, you ain't a thug, you didn't destroy. My fans is crack fiends cause I speak drugs. Come in the club, them niggas looking with a mug. I'm a certain I was up, now tell me what it was. What's up to my cousin, all my bloods. I ride in my folks and never give a fuck.
Nigga. Murder house, nigga.
Look around, I can see them all. Niggas staring at me, why you just can't show me love? Well, I'ma let you know what's up, body. Middle finger, nigga, I don't give a fuck, body. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. Come on, shit be jump. My shit be jump. My shit be jump.
Man, oh man, oh man. That track is jumping. Straight up. That's like perfect. One of the perfect songs for Turn It Up Tuesday. I listen to that in the morning when I'm feeling a little tired, like I still want to lay back down, even though I know I got to stay up and do my 100,000 things on my list. But soon here, in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to have Jennifer from Mago Media Records representing Chi-Town. Mago Media Records is who manages her out of New York. She's got a couple hot videos, nice mixtape. I'm going to play a few of her songs tonight during her interview. I'm real excited about this whole avenue because I'm one who likes to network. So this is just going to lead another way for me to network, get to know more people, send my artists to different cities, bring artists from other cities to Jacksonville, Florida. Got a recording studio opening up within the next week and a half. Just a lot going on that I'm excited about. So make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, Facebook, at GetLifted_Radio. I am Maggie Love, Get Lifted Entertainment. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook. I am Maggie Love. And let's just keep working together. Grow the underground. Music is still well and alive. You know, everybody wants something different. I hear people say it all the time. It's just a matter of time. Y'all got to stay positive and stay motivated. Keep doing what you do. I'm going to play a track here by the Duval artist. His name is Lil Reason. He comes to all open mics, do his thing. Just the small things that count, keep doing those small things that will lead up to the bigger thing. And he's always there and on point. So I'm going to go ahead and play his song, Lil Reason, featuring Joker, called Show You Better, representing Duval County, Lil Reason.
I can show you better. I can show you. I can show you. show you all the question I got. Is you ready or not? Cause here I come, love strong, ain't nowhere to stop. If we trip up, get up, keep going. Just a hiccup, chin up, keep going. Have faith, baby girl, we could get it with time. You on my brain all day like them squiggling lines. You think that I'm lying, just look in my eyes, you see the truth. Only thing I'm waiting on, baby, is you. I know your love on a whole new level. So with your heart, got to be more careful. Don't need a reason to treat you special. That relationship was just so dreadful. That girl was a and your ex kept lying. That's just how it go, but we still keep trying. So let me know if you wanna be mine. Let the word go, I can't read your mind.
It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. That will show you better by a Little Reason, featuring Joker, representing Jacksonville, Duval. I'm going to go ahead and get Jennifer on the line. I'm running a minute behind, so I'm doing pretty good for my first time. I appreciate everybody tuning in, everybody calling in, the support that I've received from individuals just cross-promoting Get Lifted Radio, Turn It Up Tuesday. I appreciate it. Keep shooting the guests my way. We're going to grow this, make this one big family, network with one another, and just continue growing as a whole. You can't do everything separate. Sometimes you got to work with other people you may not ever meet. You may not ever know, but y'all able to get tracks and all that stuff emailed to one another, songs mixed down, get them played on the radio. Then you meet each other after you make it. That's okay, too. I'm going to go ahead and get Ms. Jennifer on the line. I think I have her here. Let me see. Paula, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm good, yo. Thank you, for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today.
Oh, no doubt. I appreciate it. I'm honored, actually. One of my close colleagues that I network with online reached out, and she shot me into your direction, so I knew it's got to be some good that was going to come behind that. So I'm just honored to have you as a guest. I've listened to some of your music before. I've posted it in a couple of groups that I'm in on Facebook. Got some good feedback about
you. Thank you.
No doubt. I always try to help out when I can. Just go ahead and introduce yourself. You know who you are for those who may not know who you are, and we'll just take it from there.
Yeah, this is Jennifer from the south side of Chicago, representing Mobile Media Records out in NYC. An artist on the, up and coming right now. So, basically that's about it.
All right. And who are you managed by right now at the moment?
Mobile Media Records.
And they're out of New York, right?
Yes.
Cool. Mogul Media Records. You can find them on Twitter at Mogul Media LLC. You can also find them on Facebook, Mogul Media LLC. You can find Jennifer on Facebook as well. I am Jennifer. Is that correct? Or is it just Jennifer?
That's you can find me on Facebook under Jennifer, and then on Twitter you can find me under I am Jennifer. Any type of music, anything that you're looking for as far as management or just me, period, will be mogulmediarecords.com.
And there you have it, mogulmediarecords.com. Before we go into discussing your music, what I want to do is just find out a little history about yourself and how you got involved in music.
I've been singing all my life, and, I grew up listening to, different artists, from all over the place, anything from, like Motown to, growing up listening to the Beatles. Around the time, I started to write my own music when I was about 14. Some of my inspirations were, Lauryn Hill and the Aaliyahs and Missy Elliott, you know, people like that. And then I started recording around the age of 17, started rapping, started writing, started singing, you know, putting down my own music. And, you know, pretty much that's where I am right now, you know, still, you know, getting better at it and learning different stuff about myself, you know. But I've been performing and singing all my life. It's kind of, I feel like it was just something I was born with, born to do.
Sometimes I be wishing I could sing. I be trying to hit a note every now and again, but I just be like, well, that's why I do what I do and they do what they do. So. You know, we think we be jamming when we be in the shower, but then, you know, somebody...
Just do it anyway. Even if you feel like you can't, just do it. But I tell everybody that.
Well, I'm glad you're optimistic like that. Everybody can't sing. It's just, you know, no matter how hard we try, we can't sing. So it's best to just leave it to people like you. But I appreciate
you
for being positive, though.
Thank you.
So other than, like, just artists and music itself, is there anything else that has inspired you to continue on with music? Because I know some people, like, they have inspirations to do something, but they just don't have that drive to continue on. So is there anything else?
I mean, what keeps me going is just that you know, that desire to make it and to, you know, want to see yourself, like, accomplish goals that you set when, you know, goals that I set for myself when I was younger. You know, I, you know, grew up watching other people and, you know, it's always something that I wanted to do. You know, I come from a family that, you know, a bunch of musicians and, you know, I think me making it, you know, out of everyone else that wanted to but couldn't, I think, you know, that's a bigger inspiration also. So.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because a lot of people, you know, I ask questions like that, and they just, their answer is, well, music. Music is what keeps me going. I know music is what keeps you going, but.
But there's always something. You know, for me, it's not just the music. You know, I mean, this is what I love. You know, it's in me. But, you know, people around me inspire me, and, you know, it's stuff every day that could become an inspiration. So it's like a never-ending thing. Keeps going.
Cool. I had read your bio, and I saw some of the artists that it spoke of kind of compared you to TLC. And I know a lot of artists, like, they try not to go in such a direction where they're being looked at as an artist only because they sound like somebody or they may look like, you know, somebody who has already made it. So what makes you unique from any other artist out there now, and how do you set yourself apart from being compared?
I think I want to touch on the being compared part. I don't think it's a problem to be compared to different artists, especially if those artists made a lane for themselves or, you know, we're still listening to them today. So as far as, like, being compared to people, it doesn't bother me. You know, I take it. You know, I'm honored to be compared to anybody in TLC. So that's huge. But what makes me unique, I think, is my sound. It's definitely something that, you know, my producer, Drum Maze, and myself have been trying to, you know, perfect for years now. You know, I don't think I sound like anybody else. You know, they could compare you because it, you know, it may sound familiar, but honestly, I think that my sound is so different. My lyrics are different. My flow is different. My delivery is different. You know, I really feel like everything about me is different. There's only one me. So in a way, you know, that is why I'm unique.
Awesome. I felt you turning your neck a little bit. Like, I just at the very end, I just felt like I was watching somebody, like, had their finger up and, you know, turning their neck or whatever.
Well, it's like,
you
gotta be strong. Like, you know, if you feel like you know yourself, you know, say that. Like, you know, like, I definitely do think that I found my sound. And, you know, I feel like people will be able to listen to my music, too, and know that. Be like, oh, this sounds different, you know? But right. That's a lot of the reactions that I get most of the time anyway, so.
Okay. Well, speaking of your music, I got a few tracks here that I wanted to play. Actually, I have three. The first one that I want to play is Gone. When you wrote that song, was there something like kind of going on? Was it like a life experience song, or was this something that
It definitely was. It was just about wanting to be like in a better situation, basically.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and play this track. Title of it is called Gone by Jennifer, representing South Side of Chi-Town.
Yeah.
So here we go with Gone by Jennifer.
DJ RL, the Bling King. Yeah. Yeah. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, that's how we do, yeah. We're looking for some places to move, but no vacancies, and the realists won't call for me. Thinking that we're nothing alike, but we're the same in the way of the struggle. Sometimes it feels like my troubles are doubled. I'm digging myself underneath my own rubble. Yeah, and so I skate, push, more like foot, 1 foot in front of the other. Who can I turn to? Not even my brother. We're way too busy hating instead of loving each other. Damn, how did we get here? I don't belong here. Something ain't right, something is wrong. Feeling lost when I grew up here, but in a bubble must have grew up weird. Must have had a couple nights where I drew out fears, and magic closed on my eyes to disappear. And so I'm running and I'm running, ignoring the past, hoping that my future looking mighty clear. The hook will take me out of here. It made sense, and that's how life is. One confused ass bitch. Everybody got a plan, trying to get rich. Instead of planning everything, learn to take risks. Trying to make it from the bottom to the top of the sky, and jump off a cliff while praying to fly. You live and you die, let go of your pride. You dream and strive, and God, you alive. Make something of your time, no more running behind. Yeah.
That was a well put together track. I really like that.
Thank you.
Anybody in particular you want to give a shout out to as far as your producer or anything like that on that song?
Yeah, shout out to Drummate, shout out to my DJ RL, and shout out, you know, to my whole mobile media team. Also Toya Vega down in New Orleans, who basically set this up, basically. So shout out to them all.
Shout out to everybody working to put this song together, because it's one of my favorites.
Thank you. Honestly, it's one of my favorites too, because it's a real track. So.
Right. Like I could feel there was something going on when I wrote it. That's why I was like, man, was this a life experience, or did she really just come up with all this? Because like I'm really being able to relate a little bit to that, and a lot of what's going on in the world today, especially when it comes to like artists and things like that, people expect stuff to happen overnight. They ain't got no plan and all that. So I was definitely feeling that one.
Thank you.
Tell us what you got going on right now, like what you're working on right now, or what have you just recently released that you want people to know about?
Well, my Quads project I released back in December. You know, that's still, you know, that's still rocking in rotation right now. So you can download Quads from Dat Piff. Got it on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp. You know, it's a little bit of, you know, somewhere, everywhere. Right now what I'm working on, you know, I definitely have another project in the works. Working on something new for this summer. And then I'm, you know, working on features and working with different people, whoever, basically, that I can. Just trying to get out there and network more. Got videos, photos, bunch of stuff coming up this summer, so pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah, the summer is like, you know, when you try to get the most in, especially if you live somewhere like where you live at, where they get blizzards and stuff. Because I'm from Ohio. I live in Florida now, but I've definitely been there as far as the snow and the ice and all that. Like,
yeah, basically that whole, like, you know, grind in the winter, shine all summer, that is definitely a motto here. Definitely.
Shout out to the Midwest. Y'all be shoveling that snow in the wintertime, breaking it back.
We do. Oh, my God.
What producers have you worked with this far? You know, who would you like to work with in the future as far as any type of, you know, producers that have already crossed over to the big lanes? You know, put it out there. Claim it.
You know what? I've worked with Drummate solely. You know, that's been my in-house producer, my right-hand man, for years right now. A few producers that I'm actually, like, looking forward to working with, you know, Future. No matter how near or far it is, I've always been a fan of Timbaland. Timbaland has always been like one of my favorite producers. 40, Drake's producer.
Yeah.
Somebody that I hear a lot of his music. A lot of Drake's beats I feel a lot. So I would love to work with 40. I know Missy produces some tracks. You know, I know Missy does tracks for people too, and she's always been somebody that I've wanted to work with. That's just a few that I could think of right now.
Those are some good names right there. I like those three picks right there. Definitely do some good work, and working with them would be like anybody's dream. I'm not even an artist, and I would just love to sit there and watch them turn the keys on the boards, on the soundboards and all that. Like, that would be good enough for me.
those three are my top picks right now.
Cool. And she spoke early on downloading her project called Quaz. That's Quaz. You know, Google it. I always tell people for everything, Google it. Go get a book.
Yeah.
Do something. But Google it, Quaz, Quaz. Download that mixtape. Give her some feedback. Let her know what you think. I always feel like artists, it's good for artists to receive feedback, whether it's, you know, something you want to hear or not, because either way it goes, it helps you grow, and it lets you know what the people want. So download that project, Quaz. Give her some feedback. Let her know. Find her on Twitter, Facebook. So what kind of feedback have you been getting so far about your project? Like, do you feel good about it? Do you feel like you need to go back?
I do feel good about it. I've gotten a lot of people tell me that it's relatable, because I feel like it's got something on there for everybody. That's some positive feedback that I've gotten. I've got some negative feedback. Which isn't, I don't want to call it like negative feedback. I'll say constructive, saying that I should switch it up more, so more versatility, so different types of tracks, not just hip hop, not a whole lot of R&B, maybe some pop, some dance, you know, to kind of give like a wider variety of music. So I'm kind of getting stuff from both ends, and at the end of the day, it all helps a lot, because I definitely take that into consideration.
That's good. that lets you know as well that you're wanting to grow. A lot of artists that I talk to and that I've met, like, you try to give them a little bit of advice, and instead of them taking it for what it is, they get defensive and think that you're calling them a bad artist or whatever, and that's not even the case. It's just this particular song, or maybe this verse, or maybe that ad-lib, or whatever the case may be. Like, when people try to give you advice, if you know that they are genuine about it, just take it for what it is and just try to grow from it.
Absolutely.
So what are your plans to continue on, like, progressing? Like, you know, a lot of artists, they have no idea on what to do next, whether it may be a video, a release party, or whatever the case may be. Do you have anything going on, like, out in the market, out in the field, as far as shows or anything?
I have so many things that I want to accomplish. Like, there's so many things that run through my head all day. But if I had to think small and think of, you know, something that I want to do right away, it would be to get this project to you guys. That's something that's on my list that's, like, a really big priority, is just getting this project out for the summer. So
awesome. That's
the next step.
And what's the name of the – you got a name for it already, or –
Yeah, the name of the new project is an acronym. It's SINS, S-I-N-S, and basically, sorry, I'm not sorry. That's the name for the new project. Just meaning, you know, these past 6 months I've learned so much and I've grown so much as an artist. I've made some mistakes. I've made some good calls. But it's just about not being sorry about any of it and just, you know, just growing and taking it for what it is and going to the next step, basically.
I feel you right there. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. It might be somebody that want to talk to you. Who knows? I don't know. This is the first show.
Okay.
You're the first guest. So, caller, I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number and let you know you're live. 5012. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, this is Tim of Mobile Media. What's up, Jen?
Yo, what's up? What up?
Yeah, I was calling to congratulate you on the show. It's really going well. I was listening for a while. I heard a bunch of your calls coming in, showing you some love. So I just wanted to show you some love and some support also from New York.
Thank you, Will.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to Maggie.
I appreciate it. Hey, I thought you calling in giving your artist some congratulations and everything.
I don't know her. Who's that? Jen? Jen, what's your last name? Nah, you crazy. Jen. No, word Jen has been, like, I've been around a lot of artists for a long time. And, you know, one of the major reasons why Jen and Drum, we took them on, is strictly because who they are as people. I mean, talent is always there. You know, talent's a dime a dozen. You know, Jen and Drum have a unique talent, which is odd, but also, more importantly, is that the people that they are. You know, everyone that, as you've seen, everyone that we introduced them to, you know, they all fall in love with their personality, and that's half the battle in this game. You know, everybody works hard, and really, really hard, and I'm so proud of them. And I really appreciate the show that you have and giving the opportunity to showcase your talent, too. So just call and get some support to you guys. Put some men in your shows also, since it's all females all day.
Hey, the guys act like they shy to do all these little type of things here, but I be trying to explain to them face-to-face when I see them, like, look, this is what you need to do. Don't only want to be in the spotlight when you feel like you got the money and all that to go with it. Like, you got to do these small things that's going to lead you to the bigger spotlight.
You're so right. Okay. You know, it's so right. It, like, on, like, online, like, guys will not hit me up online, but behind the scenes, it sounds like little girls. Oh my gosh, please. Like, dude, why don't you talk to me online? You know, you act like you're all cool, but then they get behind closed doors, they turn, you know, turn the channel.
Right.
Jen, you witnessed some of that.
Yeah, I did.
We had Maggie. We got some people that, like, try to hit us up. And, you know, then if they can't get through one way, they'll sit there and try to go through Jen.
Right. Use the back door. Let me use the back door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
She's a gatekeeper, so we good.
Okay. Cool.
Nah,
I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate that very much. support, you know, anything that we all do, is it feels good to get the support and know that people are out there paying attention, listening, and something good can come out of anything that's positive. So I just, like I said, this is not about me at all. I'm not an artist. I manage two artists myself. And I know the work and the amount of time that has to be put in. And these little avenues like that, like this here and what others are doing, it could be anybody listening. We never know. So I just feel like the more avenues, the more possibilities of networking, and the bigger your numbers grow.
Yeah, you know, and it's all practice, too, for all of us as well, you know. You know, keep, you know, working on our skill, and you never know, this radio shit could be the biggest show on the radio, you know, on the air or the internet at any point.
Right.
You just never know.
No doubt. Appreciate you calling in, showing us some New York love. I was in New York about a year and a half ago, freezing, but I had fun while I was out there, though.
Word. So let y'all go. Thanks, guys. I keep listening. Bye.
Thanks, Jen.
All right, Jen. Take care.
All right, Jen, you got some callers calling in, showing you love and stuff, you know?
I know, that's crazy. That is dope, though.
I appreciate that. I want to go ahead and play another one of your tracks that I like. It's called Gotta Let You Know.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that track. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. After that, we got another caller. So I'm going to take the caller. I got a few more questions for you. Play your last track. You got any shout-outs or anything like that, let your fans know how to contact you, and then we'll just wrap it up like that.
Great.
All right, here you go. Gotta Let You Know by Jennifer.
Yeah. In a minute, fitted over my eyes, and my shades are tinted. Headed right to your thigh, till I'm in the center. Take the shades off my eyes while I eat my dinner. Wanna see how you vibing? It feels like winter. Hear you sing, I tell these footsteps, I'm a winner. Do that deep to that body, cause I'm a sinner. Say my prayers and you baptize me in your river. The minute shines, the thoughts just ever given. Since I met you, I'm so thankful to be living. I love you while I'm making love to you. Confused by what my loving does to you. But I promise it's a privilege and an honor to stare at your simple and hieroglyphic sense. I hope I make the cut after we cut. You print my name on your skin, it's Jen. Tell the truth, there's no excuse for this feeling that gives a boost. Every morning I awake before the bird, so I can get what my body deserves. That good right, that good night, that good day. That back scratch, that alcohol, that been gay. That key sweat, that Luther, Eric Benet. Those images that run circles all day. With me as I inhale the sweetest air that you breathe, in through nostrils and into my lungs, internally nourishing me is your love.
That was Gotta Let You Know by Jennifer. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number and let you know that you're live. We got Jennifer on the line from South Side of Chicago, representing Mogul Media Records. Caller 9321, you're live.
What's popping, Maggie? Love.
What's going on?
Toya from New Orleans calling the show.
What up?
Yeah. I wanted to just call in and give you guys a big up. Yo, y'all doing excellent on being your first show. Like, that's crazy. I had no idea.
Thanks. Yo, thanks for putting me on this. You know, Maggie Love has been great. super great. No, so I appreciate it from the both of you guys. I really do.
She had me cracking up talking about your head rolls.
I wasn't even like rolling my head and nothing. I know it sounded like it, but it was just, I had to be stern. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you've done an amazing job growing, Jen. You and Drum, seriously, so proud of you guys. And
you know,
keep working hard, yo.
Thank you. You know, we out here, we hustling hard. So, thanks. I'm glad you see it. I'm glad you can see the growth. And just, you know, thank you for the support from ever since, you know, like I, you know, met you and you've been rocking with us. You know, I really appreciate it.
No doubt, man, no doubt. I mean, I believe that artists are one thing free, you know what I mean? Why should it be held on to and you know what I mean, made something grimy and something to argue over and something to beef about? Nah, man, that's not what it is. So
yeah,
as long as I see the great talent that you guys are putting forth, all that positive energy, man, the world needs more of that. I love it. Keep it coming.
Thank you. Same goes to you.
All right. Y'all be cool.
No doubt. Appreciate you calling in, Toy. I'll get with you later, bro.
No doubt, Maggie. Peace.
All right. Got a lot of love, man. Got a lot of love, man. Toy, she be serious with the support and on the social media. Like,
oh, my God. You're so serious about that. She is. But, all of that matters. All of it goes so far. So much love for that girl, man.
Yeah, a lot of artists, they don't even realize, like, how important a Twitter account is, the Instagram, all that, because at the end of the day, like, you may have 5,000 people on your Facebook or whatever the case may be, but those same people may not be on your Twitter, vice versa, and same thing goes with Instagram. Like, I feel like if 1 to 10 people, new people a day, see what you got going on, like, that's growth. And eventually that number will, like, grow bigger than that. But when you first starting off, like, it's so important to try to reach as many people and network, like, as much as possible, because there's people out there that genuinely care about artists such as yourself getting to the next level. Like, the music you hear on the radio nowadays is nothing like it was back in the 90s and things like that, where you could just let your radio play. You don't want to skip a song.
Yeah.
You know, like, we trying to get that back. So we pushing y'all so we could kind of, like, we ain't trying to take the spotlight from nobody, but it'd be nice to hear other artists who are not signed that are just as good as what's being played on the radio and things like that.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and take another caller. I'm going to say the last 4 digits of your phone number and let you know that you're live. 5689. Caller, you're live. Tell us where you're calling from.
Jacksonville, Florida.
And how you doing from Jacksonville, Florida, right where I'm at?
Okay. All right, Maddie Love, it's V Breezy on the line. Just called to show support for you and all of the artists. This was the first time that I've heard music by Jennifer, and I'm loving it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, V Breezy, I thank you for calling in. This is one of my very good friends that I've met since I've been here in Jacksonville and has been supporting, like, me and my movement and everything that goes along with it. So trust and believe, if you got my support, her support is there as well, and she always tries to listen to everybody's music and just, you know, if you follow her on Facebook or she follows you, she'll share your things and everything like that. So, Be Breezy, I appreciate your support.
I really appreciate you calling in. You know, I know it's late and I know you're listening and stuff, but just tuning in and paying attention to the music and giving some feedback, you know, that means a lot to me, so I really appreciate it.
Because here, you know, the culture here, at least in Jacksonville, or, you know, just Dirty South period, a lot of times we will just go by the beat, just the beat, regardless of what the words are saying. They'll go by the beat, at least the younger. Now, I'm older, so I'm real old school about it. I want to know what the word, You're talking, you know, to go as far back as KRS-One, conscientious rap, things
like that.
You know, I'm listening to the words. I'm hearing what you're saying regardless of the beat. And I like what you're saying, Miss Lady. You keep
doing
your
thing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome.
That's what I'm talking about. This Turn It Up Tuesdays, this is what it's about, is to let people hear you, know about you, get to feel you out and, you know, see what type of personality you have and all that, because that counts too. You can have an ugly personality and a hot song, but if your personality sucks, you know, and you can't interact
nobody
with the people,
nobody
wants to listen to you. So
yeah.
It's definitely important to show gratitude to the individuals that support you and want to get to know you. And so, again, Breezy, I appreciate you for supporting me and calling in. That means a whole lot to me. And I can't thank you enough.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. You know I'm there. My schedule allows it. I'll be right there in person, too.
All right.
Thank you, Breezy.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Jennifer. You can find her on Twitter at IamJennifer. And follow her, get to know her, share her links to her videos, to her tracks, to her mixtape, and just stay up to tune to what's going on in her life with her career. She's a great artist. I like her music. At this point, do you have anything else that you know you want to say to anybody? How you can say again how your fans can contact you and things like that?
My fans can contact me, you know, I got a bunch of different sites, but if you Google me, they all come up. But my Twitter is I Am Jennifer. Find me on Facebook, Jenny Fair. And, you know, just reach out to me. I got my Instagram is Jennifer Mogul. And any update about music or any place that I'm going to be, you know, check out the mogulmediarecords.com. And then just hit me up whenever. I love meeting new people, love hearing feedback. You know, love talking to people. You know, thank you to, you know, Maggie Love for having me on the show. My family out in New Orleans, New York, back here in Chicago, down in Florida. You know, I appreciate everybody.
That's what I'm talking about. Turn It Up Tuesdays. Y'all remember to follow at @GetLifted_radio to find out how to submit your tracks, to be heard. You want to set up an interview, there's ways to do that as well. Just follow that Twitter. First 30 days, I'll be interviewing and playing music for free. After that, I definitely have some reasonable price budget packages where you can get interviews, promos, song reviews, video reviews, et cetera, et cetera. So follow at @GetLifted_radio. I'm going to play this last track that I have for Jennifer, and I'm going to thank her, and we're going to ride it out from there. I'm going to play this track called G-Riding.
Nice.
All right, here we go. G Riding by Jennifer.
It's it.
You're not listening to A-Rod music.
Come on. They tell me go when I enter. Told you whether the cold is winter. Rolling trees still like a splinter. Mass to these niggas splinter. Embody the lyrics to slow. For those who don't know, I kill instrumentals and I conjure the souls. Rolling on 79 at the horses. But killers who keep the cowards running like leaky faucets. Thought you was balling, but boy, you lost it and I copped it. They wait to hear what I'ma say, so when the beat they drop it. Get out my way, won't catch me stopping for no rapper. He or she, I can care less. To me, they always get there with my weight, so never been pressed. In the league by myself, so no stress. Heavy hitters, watch me beat your ass toothless. To bite your tongue, doofus. I'm ruthless, in a group that's ruthless. Watch how I do this. You're no good to me, dog, you're useless. The truth is, you don't really want me on your track. Cause once I get a hold of it, I'll never let go, Jack, it bees like that. That's just how it is. I ain't new to this school kid, been in the same for some years. Respect the elders, for what grab still like a welder. I'm a motherfucking legend, Zelda, a mean bitch, Helga. 80s baby, a 90s kid, early 2000s, I was better than your favorite. Bet I still is, the skills is something powerful, undeniable. Higher flow, call it higher Joe, shirt is indigo. Sneaker pro, sneaker hoe, die what you dissing for. Say it to my motherfucking face, fuck you sneaking for. All these niggas mad cause my pussy got a tighter flow, and all these rap bitches the same. Fuck what I listen for. Feature what? That'll be the only thing I'm straight.
straight on. The money and the fame will be the only things I wait on. Hop inside the Cooper, push the button out to be gone. And spill out on your bitch who's on fire like the heat's on. Try to tell them I'm a motherfucking beast. When I'm on these beats and in the streets, leave a motherfucker deceased. Firing them out like the street, so what's the peace? I'm out, fuck talking, let's talk it out. Don't be speaking my name unless you want it. All that shit you claim you doing, I really done it. Nigga, I really run it. Chattown's finest, bow to the queen. Oh, it's soft with your head, guillotine, nigga. Oh, that sound like it's it. Am I right? Is that it? Hold on, I gotta hear that. Open the door.
And that was G Riding.
Oh,
I'm
snap.
I'm impressed that. Snapped on that beat. What y'all say?
Yeah.
I rode on the beat. But, hey, I like that track right there. Like, I could see you with your hat turned backwards, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some fresh scenery in New York, just some black and white shit, just, you know, going in on that beat. But anyway, I got a whole video in my head, like I'm an artist. But
you know what? I may keep that in mind. I did check you out before, but that sounds dope.
So again, man, I'd like to thank you for being the very first guest of Turn It Up Tuesday by Get Lifted Radio. That's been fun. I was nervous as heck, but I think I did pretty good for my first time.
Wow,
so.
You did a dope ass job. Seriously, it was really good. I really enjoyed myself.
I appreciate that.
And I, you know what, I want to thank you, you know, for giving me the opportunity to come on here, because you said it like a few times throughout the whole interview, is that it's little things like this that people forget. And little things like this for artists like myself mean a hell of a lot, because that shit goes so far. It's the little things that get my fuckers to where they need to be. So I just want to thank you. I really appreciate it.
No doubt. I appreciate that love. Again, a lot of what I do, I try to keep in mind what others need instead of making it about me. So, again, I'm not an artist. I'm a manager. I promote. I put events together, opening up a recording studio. I just got my hand in a whole bunch of things, just trying to make it happen, be a part of.
Stay busy and keep doing it, because I'm telling you, that means so much to artists. It really does.
Well, you're welcome back here anytime you please. If you got a new project or anything like that coming about, you want to talk about it, definitely.
Man, anytime I'm in Florida, I'm in Jacksonville, I'm coming there.
No doubt. Anytime you hit me up, I'm sure it'll be something going on where you could even possibly perform. You know, you just let me know and we can make it happen. I'll find something for you.
Definitely. We'll make it happen.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in. If you got any final shout outs, you can go ahead and give those, which I think you've already done it. But if you forgot somebody and you remember, hold on, we got caller.
Oh,
so let's make sure this call is not for you before I let you go. Caller, okay. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number, and then you'll be live. 2261, you are live. Let us know where you're calling from.
Let's make sure.
Calling from Jersey. What up, Maggie? It's Easy.
What up, Easy?
Came to shout you out, my G.
What up? I appreciate that.
Good luck on your show. Good luck. Good luck.
You are live.
I appreciate that very, very much. I'm just trying to, you know how we do. We just try to find different ways to make it happen. So
exactly.
Here's another way.
Exactly. You did good, man. Your first show, man. Keep doing your thing, B. Keep doing your thing.
I appreciate that. Shout out to Triple Double Entertainment. That is Nikki McKnight's manager, Eazy-E. She's a DJ. She promotes. She do parties. She do all kind of things. So you can find her. Shout out your Twitter.
Yeah, my Twitter is at Team DJE, and also to let everybody know, June 1st, and I want to get at Sir Nasty, too. June 1st, I'll be on the show with DJ Clue, so get at me so I can get him on the air. We got 13,000 listeners, so definitely want to put him on, so get at me.
Definitely. I'll definitely hit you up and get that info.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for, you know, all the things you throw our way for Nixa. We appreciate that. Really appreciate it. You know, it's cool that people, you know, find people who look out for each other and stuff like that. So I really appreciate, you know, all the love you've been showing her.
Oh, no doubt. I appreciate you calling in and, you know, tell a friend. We got Turn It Up Tuesdays. Follow me on Twitter. Have them submit me the music. You know, the email address. You can submit it. And we'll just make it happen.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
All right. I'll let you later, man.
Later.
All right. Peace.
Miss Jennifer, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I just had to make sure that wasn't somebody for you before I let you go. I would hate for them having waiting, and then they were like, oh, man, she hung up, and I ain't even get to. And then, I'd be all in my Twitter with madness.
You were telling me, like, any last shout-outs. I just want to be clear on the Twitter. So I am Jennifer, JennNNIAIR, you know, and I'm open to work with any new artists if I can. You know, anybody listening, just get at me on Twitter. Let me know. Let's do some work. And shout out to Mobile Media. I'm in New York. My family everywhere. And Matthew Love, thank you once again, you know, for bringing me on here. It was dope.
Oh, you're ever so welcome. And again, like I said, you're welcome back here anytime you want. That is Jennifer. Follow her on Twitter. I am Jennifer, JennFair. Of Mogul Media Records. You find her on YouTube. Just Google her name and you'll get videos, mixtapes, website, all that great stuff. Again, I thank you for calling in and you enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks, you too.
All right. This is Turn It Up Tuesdays by Get Lifted Radio, hosted by me, Maggie Love. I'm going to go ahead and play a couple more tracks. I have a track here by an artist named Juan Dalo. You can follow him on Twitter at 300. That's 300 Dalla, at $300. This track here is called Bruce Lee. He representing Dayton, Ohio. We got Ohio in the building. And here we go.
Sky. Mm, like I'm Bruce Lee. Kicking with my niggas like I'm Bruce Lee. Nigga, like I'm Bruce Lee. I just kick it with my niggas like I'm Bruce Lee. We don't fuck with football niggas, nah, cause we Bruce Lee. All my niggas in the circle, nigga, Bruce Lee. Kicking shit with my homies like I'm Bruce Lee. We ain't fucking with them niggas, they ain't Bruce Lee. All my niggas kicking like we Bruce Lee. All my niggas kicking like we Bruce Lee. We don't give a fuck, we kicking bricks like they Bruce Lee. Bruce, top of brick like it's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, all my niggas Bruce Lee. You ain't fucking with me, kicking shit like Bruce Lee. Kicking shit like Bruce Lee. All my niggas in the field, we like 30 deep. Bitch, I'm Gucci down, probably red bottoms on my feet. Bitch, I'm Blood Gang, so it's red bottoms on my feet. Pull up next, I'm a fix 28 on my feet. I don't give a fuck, we phone riding in the industry. I don't give a fuck, we ain't fucking with the industry. Fuck fame, get money, fuck the industry. I can't stress enough, I'm smoking loud, no more stressing. Tatted up, nigga, looking proud, Smith from Weston. If you try to jump up on the team, you get smacked in. All my niggas clapping, kicking, whipping in the kitchen. I don't give a fuck, we chopping shit just like it's Bruce Lee. I ain't fucking with them if they ain't with Bruce Lee. All these niggas talking shit, we lay it down like Bruce Lee. Get your ass beat, no Jet Li, Bruce Lee. All my niggas started this, started from the bottom. We ain't drank, nigga, but we started from the bottom. All my niggas whipping pots and these kitchens getting modest. I don't give a fuck, that bad bitch, she on that molly. All these lame niggas smoking loud in the club. We don't give a fuck, throw it up, peace up. All my niggas clapping with that Mac if you tripping. All my niggas in the strip club straight tipping. Bitch, we got them bands, bitch. Yeah, we got them bands. Kicking shit like Bruce Lee. I got the hella fans.
Everybody on my dick now, cause I made it. And I ain't even tripping, cause the nigga static faded. No more stressing on my nerves, calm from this kush. Niggas smoking only Reggie Bush. We don't give a fuck, you niggas lame and you acting. If you come to my set, I bet my niggas clapping. What's happening, huh? Nigga, like I'm Bruce Lee. I just kick it with my niggas like I'm Bruce Lee. We don't fuck with fool niggas, nah, cause we Bruce Lee. All my niggas in the circle, nigga, Bruce Lee. Kickin' shit with my homies like I'm Bruce Lee. We ain't fuckin' with some niggas, they ain't Bruce Lee. All my niggas kickin' like we Bruce Lee. All my niggas kickin' like we Bruce Lee. We don't give a fuck, we kickin' bricks like they Bruce Lee. Bruce, chop a brick like it's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, all my niggas Bruce Lee. You ain't fuckin' with me, kickin' shit like Bruce Lee.
That was Bruce Lee by Juan Dallo, representing Dayton, Ohio. I was over here like I'm kicking like Bruce Lee, chopping like Bruce Lee, but I'm not Bruce Lee. So, but I will kick it with my niggas like Bruce Lee. Anyway, that was Bruce Lee by Juan Dallo. Follow him on Twitter at 300Dallo. That's 300Dolla at 300Dallo. Again, this is Turnt Up Tuesday. Follow at GetLifted_radio to figure out how to get your music submitted, how to get interviews set up. I'm going to play a couple more tracks. We're going to end the show. I have another track here by my artist, International Rob B. This track is called Fly Away. You can follow him on Twitter at SmoothRob_B. And, again, this track is called Fly Away. You can search the video on YouTube, International Rob B, Fly Away. Check it out. The video is hot. So I'm going to go ahead and play the track for you, Fly Away.
July.
No.
Passport check. Coat check. Baby, let's go.
You know you bad. Yeah, MJ bad. I was on my Billie Jean. You put an end to that. This bigger than me. Oh, this bigger than life. I know your name ain't Barker, but your price is right. How about tonight? We just do what we do. Rendezvous, take flight. Right around that avenue. See you like nice shoes. Since I'm in a good mood, I might throw it in a bag. Just like homie Fab. Simple women, but you structured. Who like long walks in public? You don't think nothing of it, but care about others judging. I love it. I can run with that, cause I feel the same. And where your head at and your goals at, I can't complain now.
To the things that fucked up like us. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know.
I ain't never met a girl just like you. Over here got me thinking I can wipe you. It's so true, it's so true. It's up to dudes lost out like a concern too much. On my A1 since day one. Never treat you like a task, but how come? The outcome got me thinking I can overcome. Self-esteem, confidence plus one. Oh, I'm gonna do what we talked about. And anything we do, girl, we can work it out. Baby girl, don't front, what you talking about? Eating alone ain't cool, rip your hair out. On top of that, your girlfriend's effing off to the point why you involve them. Add to the fact, do they make things better? Do they like sunny weather? Or do they like more drama? Bad songs, every hour, talking about holding on. We really don't have to be involved with that. Step by step, fly away. What's wrong with that?
Been a long time, girl. Been a long time, girl. Never again. Never again.
wanna be with you, girl.
Your name ain't Barker, but your price is right. I like that part. That's like one of my favorite parts of the song. I don't know why, but that was Fly Away by International Rob B at SmoothRob_B on Twitter, TheOfficial_IRB on Instagram, and International Rob B on Facebook. Pretty much just Google International Rob B, and we'll guarantee you there'll be links to come up to check him out, get to know him. Again, Turn It Up Tuesdays, another avenue for artists to be heard, network, you know, hook up with some other artists, get some features, hook up with some producers, get some beats, get some interviews, spread your word, follow at @GetLifted_radio to make that all happen. You can follow me on Twitter as well. I am Maggie Love. You can find me on Facebook. I am Maggie Love. Email the number one, getliftedentpromo@gmail.com. You can contact me at 323-642-8033. Again, we're just trying to work together, create some more avenues, help these artists get to the next level, support these artists. I thank everybody for tuning in. This is Get Lifted Radio, Turn It Up Tuesdays. Next Thursday will be the start of Mad Thursdays, Making a Difference Thursdays. That'll be another day where I interview individuals who have other things going on outside of music that they want to talk about and put out there in the air. It'll be Mad Thursdays, Making a Difference Thursdays. Again, thank you all for tuning in to Turn It Up Tuesday with myself, Maggie Love. Catch us here again next Tuesday. We'll have Jewel B of Backwood International. She's an artist that's been going across seas doing her thing, and we're signing off.
Who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real, I respect it, this is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired, individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make it say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah, if you really ready, say yeah, you know,
Let's go.